Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I've entitled this evening's message, Laying Down Your Life for Others. Let's go to the screen right here. And here we go. Once again, laying down your life for others. So turn with me, please, if you're already there, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're going to do our best to expound verses 6 through 10. Amen, amen. And so here we go. Praise God. And it reads, "Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. Verse 7, but we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. Verse 8, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God." Praise God. And verse 10, "You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we have behaved ourselves among you who believe." Praise God. Praise God. So let's go and expound all this. Let's go to verse 6. "Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ." Praise God. Praise God. And so this scene takes place where Paul and Silas and many of them came to Thessalonica. And they came not only to bring the gospel, but to raise up men and women in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And one of the things they demonstrated was love and caring for one another and lifting one another up. And that's the key in ministry, is to care and to love and to lift up, never to tear down. Can I get an amen? The moment you start tearing down is the moment people will leave you or they will scatter. Why? Because we're sheep of Jesus's fold. And Jesus said, "My burden is light and my yoke is easy." And so we are not, as leaders, as pastors throughout this land, we are not to be taskmasters. We are to nurture and love and raise up and sow into their spirits, and also be a watchman to let people know the time and day that we live in. Praise God. And so, saints of God, the Thessalonians also knew that Paul and his fellow apostles had not been preaching for money. Praise God. And many false teachers traveled about that ancient world willingly to say whatever an audience would want to pay to hear. But God himself was the witness of Paul and Silas's motives and mission. Praise God. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, if the power of the Holy Spirit is living in you, God will speak wisdom and knowledge. God will edify and build up. God will speak to his people, and he will nurture us, because he knows we're feeble-minded. He knows how frail and weak we are. And so God is very careful, hallelujah, how he entreats us, especially his children that are born again, washed in the blood, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Praise God. And so during this time, they not even desired praise from anyone. They didn't need people to compliment their hard work and eloquent speeches in order to feel that they had accomplished much. the apostles and the disciples that came and followed and preached and teach in Thessalonica, they were humble, humble servants, praise God. They didn't need anyone to praise them. Why? For they sought approval from God alone. Praise God, praise God. My friends, I'm here to let you know, do not read your own report. When people lift you up, do not let it go to right here. Don't let it go any further than praise God and defer it to God and give Him all the praise and glory. Can I get an amen? Why? Because all of us, you and I, those who are watching, those who will hear this message down the road, you and I, God has saved us from darkness into His marvelous light. Praise God. And so none of us deserve this great salvation. We are saved only by His mercy and by His grace. Praise God. Look what it says right here in the book of John. Let's go right here in the book of John. It says right here, how can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? Did you catch that, my friends? Did you catch that? You see, John was saying the honor needs to go to God, never to man, never to a woman. Praise God. We are just used vessels that God has scraped up from the guttermost and has elevated us, praise God, to a place where we can now serve and worship and praise Him. Where at one time we were lost without a cause. We had no mind. We had no heart. We had no passion for Christ. But you and I now, as the sons and daughters of the Most High God, now we can bless His name. We can worship Him. We can praise Him. We can serve Him. We could pour out, hallelujah, from our lives, hallelujah, passion and love and understanding for one another, but especially for God, for the things of God. Look what it says right here in the book of Matthew right here. Let's go there. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. And all, there's many of those, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Let me just pause there right now. Listen to what we just read. Be careful when someone tries to give you advice, says, I have a word for you, and it did not even come from God. And if it's a message to tear down, please, 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 bring it to your elder, bring it to your pastor and say, listen, I received this word from so-and-so. Is this of God? Before you get mad and before you chew them out and spit them out, make sure it's of God. And if it's not, just reject it. Let it slip off. Listen, God has given us Teflon faith, because the wiles of the devil and the fiery darts will constantly bombard us. But we are to walk in faith and not in fear. Can I get an amen? Let's be slow to be angered with someone. My goodness, they're just as flesh as you and I. And so we need to help one another. We need to lift each other up. We need to build each other's character. Can I get an amen? The devil's done enough. He's already slandered. He's already destroyed. He's already caused havoc in our lives. But we need to be what God called us to be. We are to be builders. We are to edify and build up and strengthen those who are weak and feeble-minded. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God, praise God. Look, there's another scripture here in 2 Peter. Let's go there. Let's look at this. 2 Peter 2, 1 through 7. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth, what, will be blasphemed. Look at this. In verse 3, by covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for what? Judgment. Verse 5, look at this. And did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them. Look at this. Condemned them to destruction, making an example to those who afterward would what? Live ungodly. And look at my friends. Let me just pause right there. What God is saying is be careful on how we entreat one another. Be careful on how you think you have a prophetic word for someone. You need to double, triple, quadruple check to make sure it's of God, because you can do damage to someone. And there were false teachers back then, and there are false teachers today. So be careful with one another, my beloved. We need to be careful. We need to entreat those and sow into their lives to build them up, to edify them. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. And so let's look at another scripture right here as we break down 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting with verse 6. Let's look at this scripture right here. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test. Did you catch that? Test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Let me just say this. If you've been given a word, and it's heavy, it lays burden on you, it contradicts what God is doing in your life, that's not from God. God will give you a word to build you up. And let me just say this. If you're in sin, He will chastise you, not man. And He will not let man know those secret things in your life. God will expose them to your own heart. Why? Because if He exposed your sin to me and vice versa, the whole church will know about your sin. Why? Oh, because people love gossip. People love to hear the junk in the trunk. God doesn't operate that way. So be careful, my friends. Be careful. Do not slander. Do not speak evil-minded of no one. Pray, build up their life. And if you feel God has given you something for them, take it to the elders and the pastors and judge that word before it is sent out and spoken to that individual. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. Just trying to teach us, saints of God. Now, I want you to see this up here for a minute. Let's look at this. The Webster Dictionary describes a prophet as a person who speaks for God or a deity or by divine inspiration. Are there prophets today? Yes, there are. And it'll be divine. But it'll never be to tear down. It'll never be to destroy you. If anything, it's to build you up and to edify you. Can I get amen? That's right. Because God wants us to be strengthened. We've been chewed up by the devil all our life, and even before we came into the saving knowledge, we were a lost cause. And so when God saved us and brought us into the kingdom, now He's speaking life. He's speaking edification, sanctification, setting us apart. He's helping us grow further in our walk with Him. He does not condemn us. That's right. That's why the Bible says there is no longer any condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He will never condemn us. He will convict us, but He will not condemn us. Old Slewfoot will condemn you 24/7, my friends. Look at what it says right here in this next word in Colossians 2:8. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. So be careful, be careful, be careful. This is a be careful message. I should have named be careful. Praise God. Now, look what 2 Timothy 4:1-5 reads. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. So this is what we're called to do, saints of God. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Praise God. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, say that with me at home, but you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Praise God. Praise God. That's what God has called you and I to do, saints of God, is to fulfill the ministry of Christ. Praise God. Let's move on now. Let's go to verse 7 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. Did you catch that, my friends? They were gentle. They were gentle. You see, saints, Paul and Silas were as gentle among the Thessalonian believers as a mother feeding and caring for her own children. Some traveling teachers may have breezed into various towns with superior airs and high-minded attitudes, but this was not the case with God's apostles. They had come with the authority of God from heaven, and yet they had served among the people because they truly loved the saints of God. They truly loved them. Praise God, praise God. Look what's recorded in 2 Timothy. Look at this. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. Verse 26, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by what? By him to do his will. Did you catch that? His will. Wow. Wow, saints of God. Look what it says right here in Colossians chapter 3. Look at this. Therefore, say this with me at home. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on what? Put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must what? Do. Praise God. Praise God. But above all, say that with me at home. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be what? Thankful. Praise God. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts. Praise God. Praise God to the Lord. And verse 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? We have instruction from the word. This is how we entreat one another, just like I just read. Do not make up things in your mind thinking it's God. It has to line up with the scripture. Can I get an amen? If it doesn't line up with the scripture, reject it. The enemy would want to use you to destroy another person. And we're not to destroy, we're to build. Can I get an amen? We are to lay down our life for others. This is where I got the topic of this message. Laying down our lives, being long-suffering. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's move on now to verse 8 in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. So affectionately, longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. Did you catch that? They were dear to Paul and Silas and to many of those that came to Thessalonica, saints of God. That's right. You see, my friends, the church in Thessalonica was a very blessed and humble people. They received the instruction of the Lord with gladness. That's right, with gladness. And Paul used the Old Testament scriptures because the New Testament wasn't written yet. It was being written in their real time. Praise God. But look what Psalms 100 says. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pastures. Look at this. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Can I get an amen? All generations. Praise God. You see, saints, Paul came to impart the spiritual gifts that God had imparted to him to bless the church. Oh, yes, he did. Look what it says right here in the book of Romans. Romans 11:1-13. For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Praise God. Praise God. Paul wanted to impart what God had given him. Praise God. And we are, by permission only, you must ask a saint of God, can you lay hands and pray for them? Just don't lay your hands and start praying. And if you're going to pray, pray with understanding. If God gives you a word of tongues, let there be an interpretation that follows right after. Can I get amen? Do it in order. That's right. Don't be charismania. Yes, we are charismatic, but we're not charismania. Can I get amen? So do everything in a righteous order according to the word of God, and you will see joy and fulfillment. You'll see growth. You'll see people being blessed. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's go to verse 9. Verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil. Praise God. For laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. And that was their agenda. That was their agenda. That was Paul and Silas and the rest of them that came with them. That was their agenda, to pray for them, to impart righteousness and direction and order in their life. No, that's right. Listen, Paul understood that he was a chief sinner, so he didn't have to remind them of their sin. He came to impart the goodness that they would gravitate to the things of God, and that they would want the desire and the passion to follow Christ through the power of God and by His Holy Spirit. And that's what's taking place today. You need to be directed and empowered by the Holy Spirit. God will use men and women in our day and time to do just that, is to build you up, to help you grow forward. Hallelujah. Never to turn backwards. That's right. And let me just say this. God only gives us one day at a time. Can I get an amen? Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not even here. God gives us this day, one day. So whatever what was done in the past yesterday, it's under the blood. Confess it and forget it and move forward. Can I get amen? Don't get locked into yesteryears. That day's gone now. Hallelujah. And the days ahead of us, the Bible says, they are perilous. So we need to be about our Father's business. We see the signs and the times. We see the things that are being horrendous. But this is not the time to be fearful. This is the time to be faithful. Can I get an amen? Praise God. And so during this time, saints of God, Paul had the right to receive financial support from the people he taught. He supported himself as a tent maker. Praise God. And each Jewish boy would learn a trade and try to earn his living with it. And as a tent maker, Paul was able to go wherever God led him, carrying his livelihood with him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let me just say this. God has raised me up to be a pastor, but praise God, I am so thankful that the church doesn't support, hallelujah, my income. As Paul was a tent maker, I'm a realtor by trade, hallelujah. And so that is my livelihood. The church is my passion, praise God. So I need you to understand that the church is my passion, is Yolanda's passion, the saints that serve there, it's their passion, hallelujah. We're not there for a paycheck. We're there to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus. We're there to watch souls being saved, being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, being filled with the Holy Ghost of promise. We want to be the watchmen on the wall. We want to be those to proclaim the goodness of God and the soon coming King. And so, hallelujah, it is my occupation as a realtor that provides for my wife and I and my family and our livelihood. Praise God. And so, just like Paul had the best of both worlds, he was a tent maker and he was an apostle and evangelist. Well, God has raised me up and He has allowed me to experience the best of both worlds. I'm able to help people obtain homes, praise God, by the grace of God, and I share the gospel with them, praise God. And by God's grace, some of them have come into the saving knowledge through my witness, praise God, through the testimony of what Jesus did for me. But on the other side of it, it's my passion to serve you and to serve, hallelujah, the saints of God, and to be excited every time someone is birthed into the kingdom of God by faith. It brings joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what I live for. That's the moment that I look for. I'm looking for those who would surrender their life and they would die to self and they would give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ and that they would surrender and repent and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ with their whole heart, soul, and mind. And once that repentance takes place, God will wash them in the blood and then He'll come right after that, filling them with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. To live, hallelujah, a life pleasing unto God through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Not through a yoke of bondage, not by legalism, but by God's grace and the freedom that we have now to worship the King and to praise Him and to give Him glory. Hallelujah, saints of God. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing right now. Praise God. And let me just stop right now. I'm going to pray for someone right now that's going through. Father, in the name of Jesus, someone that's going through right now, whether it's relational, whether it's physical, whether it's an affliction, whatever the case may be, Father, we ask that You would deliver. Deliver. Deliver, oh God. Lord, set someone free tonight in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Destroy the bondages, oh God. Hallelujah. Remove the burdens, oh God. Hallelujah. Bring healing to their bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God. The Lord is saying right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, that God did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I had to take time out and just give God glory. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise and glory right now, for He's worthy, worthy to be praised. And so, saints of God, Paul, he models self-reliance, the opposite of those false teachers and opportunists who sold religion in the marketplace. Paul didn't want to burden the young congregation by requiring financial support. That's why he was a tent maker. Hallelujah. Listen, at our church, only by the grace of God, we take that one offering. We don't take one or two or three. There's no building fund. There's none of this. Why? Because God will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. We should know by now that, hallelujah, when we do support the ministry, it's through faith and it's an act of worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's why once a week we give our tithes and offerings. And listen, His grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. We're not begging. We're not saying, oh, you need to give more. We won't dump you upside down and get every penny out of you. No, we don't roll like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Because God will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Praise God. And so, saints of God, the double duty of earning a living while trying to preach and teach and build a body of believers in Thessalonica called for them to toil night and day. But Paul and Silas gladly did it so that their expenses would not be a burden to the believers. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look at this and what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 11:9. And when I was present with you in need, I was a burden to no one. For what I lacked, the brethren came from Macedonia and supplied. And in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you. And so I will keep myself. Praise God. Praise God. I look at that same mindset no differently. God will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory, as I just shared, saints of God. Look what it also says right here in 2 Corinthians 12. Now for the third time, I am ready to come to you. And while I will not be a burdensome to you, for I did not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. But be as it is, it may. I did not, what? Burden you. Praise God. Praise God. So saints of God, Paul was a blessing. Paul and Silas and many that followed, they were a blessing. They came there for one purpose, to see souls being saved, being born again, birthed into the kingdom of God, being filled with the Holy Ghost, being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was their agenda only, and to watch them grow in their faith. If that's an agenda that they had, this is an agenda that we want. Can I get an amen? Praise God. We don't want it any other way but what is written and demonstrated in the power of God and the written word of God. And so we're coming down now for our close. We're looking at the last verse to break down, and that's verse 10 of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. Praise God. That is key. That is key, my friends. Hallelujah. It's key that we as leaders here in our church at Amazing Grace, and many leaders around the nation, around the world, we need to be examples of walking with integrity. That's right. There should never be a reproach to our name. Can I get an amen? We need to be people that people can, when they hear your name, they know that you can be trusted and you are about the things of God. Can I get an amen? That's what people need to see. They need to see that you're walking in the light. They need to see that you're walking in faith. They need to see that you're walking with God. They need to see that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, it has engulfed your total entire being. Can I get an amen? You see, saints, again, Paul appeal to what the Thessalonian believers knew about Paul and Silas. And the believers themselves were witnesses of how these apostles had conducted themselves. Oh, that's right. That's right. Look at this, saints of God. Look at this. But when the Helper comes, I shall send to you from the Father the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Praise God. Praise God. This scripture lets you know that when Paul and Silas came, they were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And when they spoke, the Spirit of God spoke through them. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, saints, Paul could not make these claims before the Thessalonians and before God if the claims were not true. The accusing Jews could say what they wanted to say. They could say what they liked. But everyone knew that Paul and Silas had conducted themselves in a pure and honest and faultless manner. This consistent example of right living, surely, saints of God, affected the Thessalonians no differently as mentioned in the book of Acts here. Let's go here and look at this scripture. Look at this. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging a what? On a tree." Look at this. "Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel, forgiveness of sins. And we are what? His witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Wow. Wow, saints, that's the key right there. You see, if Paul and Silas had shared the gospel message but had lived carelessly, their message would have had little impact. But they preached through both their words and their lives. Praise God. They were pure examples, my friends. Pure examples. So in closing, my friends, let your life, our lives, by the grace of God, be the examples to our brothers and sisters, as well to the unbelievers, no differently. Can I get an amen? That's right. Why? Because Jesus is about to return. Listen, right now, it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah. We don't know in these next 7 days, during this feast before Yom Kippur, we don't know if this is the time He's going to take us home. I don't know that. We're not setting dates here. But I do know, if it's going to be another year that goes by, next Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, will start the brand new 7-year Shemitah cycle. And many believe that possibly could be the beginning of the 7-year tribulation. Why? Because we're in the birth pains right now. What do I mean by that? Look what's going on. Look at the floods and the fires and the earthquakes. Look at the political chaos. Look what's taking place around our world right now. 70 million babies aborted. My goodness. Homosexuality throughout our land. Every state now, all 50 of them can marry same sex. That was unheard of 40 years ago. And now it's right before us. It's no longer one man in a tomb, but two men in a tomb. Listen, we see the birth pains. Let me just say this. Did you know this? Right before the Hurricane Ida hit New Orleans, just a couple of weeks ago or a week and a half ago, that same week before that hurricane hit, they were preparing to do the biggest homosexual parade ever put together by that organization. 300,000 were going to fly in from around the world and celebrate all these things. And God brought a flood. Wow. Saints of God, God's serious about these things. And so, my friends, be careful. Be careful. Learn to love God. Learn to know that God is coming again. Learn to hear from the watchman on the wall. And know that Jesus is coming. And He's coming very soon. Paul wrote in Thessalonica. We're reading in 1 Thessalonians, but further into the book, He gave us a clue that soon and very soon, Jesus is about to appear, and we're almost out of here. Let's go here to the Word of God. Look at this. But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with Him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up together to meet them in the clouds, to be with the Lord in the air. And thus, look at this, and thus, hallelujah, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Praise God. Listen, it's about to take place sooner than later. And once again, it could happen during these next 7 days, because the Feast of Trumpets has begun. Right before Yom Kippur will be a 7-year celebration of trumpets. But my friends, the next greatest event, as I just mentioned, the dead in Christ shall rise first. We that are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with Him. There's going to be a radical thing that takes place. That's right. These bodies of flesh will be changed, and we will be like Him. That's right. We cannot go up into heaven in these mortal bodies. Why? Because we're defined by gravity. The law of gravity keeps us here. It keeps our flesh here, pinned to this earth. We can walk and run, but we can't float away. But that new body, woo, we'll be able to soar like an eagle. Man, I cannot wait. How many dreams have you had since you were a child about flying? I've had many. And God has shown me I believe it's a prelude to the change that's going to take place. And we're going to have a body like His, and we will float away. We'll be here and then gone. Praise God. Praise God. Let's look what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be what? Changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed. Look at this. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God. Praise God. I get so excited when I read that passage of Scripture. That's right. Listen, my friends, for those of you that are logged in and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, the people that will be changed and transformed in a twinkling of an eye, faster than the speed of light, it's only for those who are born again. Those who have repented of their sins, were washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then filled with this Holy Spirit of promise. When that takes place, He will add you to that group by faith. That's right, through His grace. But if that hasn't happened just yet, don't let this happen to you, what you're about to see. Let's go there.
Jesus Christ is coming back for His church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month. Or He might come next week. Or He could even come...
Well, my friends, are you ready? That doesn't have to be you that's left behind. All you got to do is ask God to come into your heart. Ask God to save you. Ask God to wash you in His blood. Ask God to fill you with this Holy Spirit of promise. There's a key verse preached 2,000 years ago by the Apostle Peter. And he preached this word, which is powerful till this day, the day that we live in, then that's today. Look at this. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call." Praise God. Praise God, my friends. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed? And all you have to do is give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're there watching, listening, and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask that you pray this prayer with me by faith and ask God to cleanse you and wash you and to forgive you. And God will do the miraculous in your life. I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's watching right now, that's logged in, that you would pray with me for them, for those who have never given their heart to the Lord Jesus. So bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give God a shout of praise and glory. Hallelujah. Someone just gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And if that's you, right down below is our website. Log on. Reach out to us. Our email and phone number is there. We'd love to put a Bible in your hand. We'd like to point you to a good church that will preach the unadulterated Word of God. If you're here locally, we'd like to invite you out Sunday mornings at 10:30, live in-person service. And we are so blessed. We're at 5305 Sweetwater Road in beautiful Bonita, California. And so, my friends, I want to encourage you to keep moving forward, to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those of you who have been so faithful in your monetary gifts, right down below, donations are deeply appreciated. And so, my friends, it's time now to sign off. And so on behalf of Sister Yolanda and myself and the Amazing Grace family, we want to leave you this benediction and just send you a blessing your way so that we can see one another once again this coming Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And so let's pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So we love you. God bless you. And we hope to see you this Sunday morning at 10:30. And so, God bless you. And bye-bye.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com. Or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.